bringing you a common sense and fresh perspective to creating a just society. This is Common Sense on Social Justice. You'll get equipped with the tools you need to carry out social justice right where you are. Now, here's the host of Common Sense on Social Justice, Michael Davis.
Well, today, it's all about me. Well, not necessarily just all about me, it's about my patron saint, Saint Benedict Joseph Labre. That's who we're going to be talking about today. It's been a long time coming that I was like, I need to do a good episode on my patron saint, Saint Benedict Joseph Labre. I'm using the common pronunciation of his last name, Labre. That's what it's commonly. It can be Labre and various other variations because we are an American-speaking people here, not French-speaking. So I'm going to go with the common Labre pronunciation of his name. But I want to discuss his life because he is a living example of what social justice really looks like. Labre was born in France on March 25th, 1748, and died April 16th, 1783. He was very young. I believe he was 35 when he died. His desire was to be a monk, and he tried to become a Trappist monk, but was considered underage, had no special recommendations from anyone, and he was considered too delicate to be a monk. He later tried to enter the Carthusians and Cistercians monks, but was considered not fit for communal life. Have you ever felt like a total failure, or that things just were not working out the way you wanted? Well, Saint Labre can empathize with you. He did not despair, but surrendered more fully instead. Let's talk about his struggles for a minute. Joseph Labre was desiring death to the world, which is a good thing. That's how you become a saint. You become a saint by dying to the things of this world, and he deeply desired death to the world, but he had family pressures to do what was normal. His family was pressuring him, like Saint Francis of Assisi. His father was pressuring him to be in the military, to become wealthy. And Saint Francis of Assisi just wanted to die to this world and to be with God. So it is with Saint Benedict Joseph Labre. And he was being pressured to do what was normal. When you are being pressured to do what is normal in society, just say no and say yes to the things of God. However, one of the problems with Labre is that he lived outside the box. He did not want to do what was normal. This world did not appeal to him at all. The excesses of French society, the consumerism, just left a bad taste in his mouth. Does that sound familiar? In the middle of the 1700s, France was just like America is now. Consumerist, excess wealth, excess possessions, and he was sick of it. He knew he had to choose between the comforts of this world or poverty and wealth in heaven, and he chose heaven. His rejection, let's talk about that. He was a reject, to say the least. He was rejected by the monasteries. They just felt like he wasn't fit enough to be a monk. One time I was at a Trappist monastery outside of Portland, and I was, you know, there talking to one of the Trappist monks, and had a moment to put my foot in my mouth because the monk had asked me, "Who's your patron saint?" I said, "Well, Saint Benedict Joseph Labre." And he said, "Well, who is he? I've never heard of him." And I said, "Well, he was a guy." Now, keep in mind, I'm talking to a Trappist monk, and I said, "Well, Labre was a guy who wanted to be a Trappist monk, but they didn't think he was fit enough to be a monk, so he became a saint instead." And that monk looked at me dumbfounded, and I realized what I had said to this Trappist monk, and I was like, sorry, and I just went on my way. But he was rejected by the monasteries not being fit enough. He was rejected by his family for not doing the normal things of society and going with the world. He was an outcast. He was one of those people who thought differently and acted differently. And if you're a person that just doesn't seem to quite fit in, Saint Benedict Joseph Labre is ready to be your best friend. What was his moment of truth? If we're really going to become a saint, if we're really going to do to get to heaven, there comes a time in our life where it's the moment of truth. That line of demarcation, that place of no return, are we going to go forward into that life of no return towards heaven, or are we going to stay in the world? That moment of truth, and his moment of truth was when he discerned the meaning of his life. And once he discerned the meaning of his life, he said, "The world will be my monastery. I will be a monk to all peoples." He journeyed through Europe. He began to travel thousands of miles on foot. He literally walked all over Europe. Imagine walking all over the United States from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Well, he did that. I mean, he walked all over Europe. He loved the Blessed Sacrament. By the way, those of you who are not Catholic who are listening to this, the Blessed Sacrament refers to the Eucharist, or the body and blood of Jesus and the bread and wine. Catholics call that the Blessed Sacrament. Saint Benedict Joseph Labre loved the Blessed Sacrament. He was devoted to it. He would spend weeks at a church sleeping at night in the pews just so he could be near Jesus. He had a special devotion and love to Our Lady of Laredo. Our Lady of Laredo is, if I can get this correct, because I forgot to study this up further, but it was the house that Mary lived in with John the Apostle. And during a time of persecution, it was, if I remember right, and you can correct me, email me if you want, correct me. Like I said, I forgot to finish my research on this, but I believe that persecution was causing that house to be in danger, being torn down where Mary and the Apostle John lived. And it suddenly and miraculously appeared in Turkey in a different location. And so this is called Our Lady of Laredo. And St. Benedict Joseph Labre had a special devotion to Mary in this particular miracle. And he had a devotion and love for the poor. Benedict Joseph Labre loved the homeless. And he loved, and that's why he's my patron saint, because of my love for the homeless. I figured he could help me out along the path of life. But he had a very deep devotion and love for the poor, the rejects, the beggars, and the homeless. Some of his habits he had was lack of eating, for one thing. One of the things he died of was starvation. He collapsed at the end of 35 years of life due to malnutrition. But he figured, he's like, well, this body's going to die anyways, but my spirit lives forever, so I'll spend my time and energy focusing on my soul rather than my body. So he would eat one meal a day. And may that bill, you know, that meal may be a bowl of peas. And he would eat one meal a day. If he made money from begging for more than one meal a day, he would give that money to a different beggar who didn't have anything. He would walk great distances. He would sleep again in front of the Blessed Sacrament in churches. And a lot of people did not know what his voice sounded like, because he would not talk for months at a time, because he believed, if I'm going to know God, I need to be in silence. So he would go 4 months at a time without speaking. Let's talk about some of his miracles. Labre was known to multiply food. Now, he didn't want to be known for that, but he was known to heal the sick. But one time somebody was watching and he didn't realize that somebody was watching him. He had a bowl of peas and he had starving people around him, so he multiplied the peas so that everybody had a bowl of peas to eat. He didn't know anybody was watching. Word got out that this beggar could do miracles, and he was thoroughly embarrassed and frustrated that people knew that. John Thayer was an American Protestant who was visiting Rome at the time of LeBray's death and was converted to the Catholic Church by the holiness of LeBray. And this former Protestant ended up becoming a priest. So LeBray had a very deep impact on people, not by what he said, because he would be silent, but by just merely his being around them. Kind of like Pope John Paul II. A lot of people talked about Pope John Paul II, that people would be converted to Christ just by walking past him because he was such a holy man. Now, eventually, LeBray arrived in Rome and settled in Rome for the rest of his life. He would go to confession every week, and the priests said that they would spend a half hour in confession, and they would always put him at the back of the line for a couple reasons. One is he would go to the back of the line for confession because he took so long in his confessions, but because he stunk really bad, and he actually had worms crawling on his body, not because of disease, but because he's like, I'm not going to kill God's creation. You know, so he just had this attitude about him, like, I don't care about the body. It's my soul that I care about. He would kneel during the whole Mass. Now, there's, you know, debates. There's edicts by bishops. You're supposed to kneel at this point in the Mass, stand, sit at this point, whatever. LeBray would kneel during the whole Mass. And somebody finally asked him, why do you kneel during the entire Mass? And he says, well, if I'm in the presence of Almighty God, I had better get down on my knees and bow before him and not just lackadaisically stand up in the presence of Almighty God. So LeBray had a very deep awareness of his position before God. Another habit that he had after his arrival to Rome is he would sleep in the Colosseum. So when you see those pictures of the Colosseum, well, there's a point where LeBray, St. Benedict Joseph LeBray, would sneak into the Colosseum at night to sleep in there. Let's talk about his death. He did die at the age of 35. He woke up one morning, walked out of the Colosseum, and collapsed and died from malnutrition, more likely. When he died, the children of Rome ran out into the streets and proclaimed, a saint has died. Let's talk about his miracles after his death. Now, the Catholic Church canonizes a saint. They proclaim somebody to be a saint after the two verified miracles have been done after the saint's death that can be directly attributed to the intercession of that saint after their death. Two miracles have to be verified. Within 3 months after Benedict LeBray's death, 136 miracles were attributed to him. And on December the 8th, and this is cool, check this out. If you think there's no God and God's not in control, this is awesome. Let's talk about his canonization. Because he was canonized, he was proclaimed a saint on December the 8th, 1881, by who? Pope Leo the 13th. So here's the saint of justice, a saint who loved the poor and the homeless, who himself became poor and homeless, was canonized by Pope Leo the 13th, the Pope of Catholic social teaching. The Pope who wrote Rerum Novarum. That is so cool. Let's talk about his legacy. Saint Labre was a very humble person. He loved it when people would reject him. Because he said, look, Jesus was rejected on the cross. And so if I am to be like Jesus, I need to be rejected. And so he would rejoice when people would not talk to him, when they would look away, when he walked past them, when people would say disparaging things about him. He loved it. He's like, I'm being just like Jesus. I'm being rejected. He was a man of great humility. He's a man of poverty. He was not poor because of his circumstances. He had the opportunity to be wealthy because of the family he came from. He chose poverty. He purposely chose to become poor, just like Jesus purposely chose to become poor so that we may be rich, not in earthly wealth, but in heavenly wealth. He was known for his devotion to Christ. He was absolutely, every moment of his life was wrapped around Christ. He's called the saint of the poor. So if you are serving the poor and you need some help, ask Saint Benedict Joseph Labre for some help. He knows what to do. He's called the saint of the 40 hours because of his dedication to Eucharistic adoration. He would spend long hours in deep prayer or ecstasy before the Blessed Sacrament. Now, you may go to adoration and sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament for a half hour. He would spend weeks sitting in front of the Blessed Sacrament. So he's called the saint of the 40 hours, and he is also called the saint of the marginalized. So if you're serving immigrants, refugees, the poor, the homeless, if you're serving the disabled, the elderly, ask Saint Benedict Joseph Labre for some help. You might be surprised of the results. Now, I want to make a side thought or work out a side thought. There's been debate over whether Benedict Labre was mentally ill. And he has been called the patron saint of the mentally ill. I'm going to tell you that I can say with confidence he was not mentally ill. You do not accomplish what he accomplished in his lifetime when you're mentally ill. Saint Benedict Joseph Labre was an extremely intelligent person. He was very well-read and very clear-minded. He was very focused. He was very calm all the time. He was focused and clear in his missions. So those are signs that he was very mentally intact. Okay, so no, he was not mentally ill, but he is the patron saint of those who suffer from mental illness. He's often called the prophet of the French Revolution. In his lifetime, there was conspicuous consumption and complacency among the French people, and Labre's rejection of comfort and wealth was a prophetic sign of things to come. The French tried to ignore the marginalized, but during the French Revolution, it became impossible to ignore them. Labre made it impossible for people to ignore the poor, so he is often referred to as the prophet of the French Revolution. So in conclusion, what a life well spent. His body took a toll, but many saints were not concerned about the comforts of the body. Saint Paul certainly was not concerned about it. We are confronted today with the life of a man who is holy. We are confronted with a man who took Jesus seriously, took the call of God to walk away from the empire and to embrace a kingdom that is not of this world. He was no lackluster Catholic. He was the embodiment of what it means to be Catholic. May God give us grace and inspire us in the example of Saint Benedict Joseph Labre. Saint Benedict Joseph Labre, pray for us as we seek to create a just society and reign in the kingdom of God right where we are.
You've been listening to Common Sense on Social Justice with your host, Michael Davis. A common sense and fresh perspective to creating justice where you are. Share your comments and questions with Michael by emailing sjcommonsense@gmail.com. That's sjcommonsense@gmail.com.